Blog Talk Radio.
Oh Lord, my God, when I consider wrong all the world I have that makes me, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power. Then sings my
when I remember your goodness, consistency towards me. How can I repay you? Appreciate and show my gratitude. There aren't just enough of words to describe your magnitude. You are endless, Lord, you are endless. Though my song is incomplete, yet my heart forever sings. Oh, 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 oh.
Remember,
every time I remember
your goodness.
Though my song is incomplete, yet my heart forever speaks.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you, O God. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Father God, we thank you for your goodness and your grace and mercy upon our lives. We thank you for the cross. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us. We have all sinned and falling short of your glory. Have mercy upon us. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus wash us in the name of Jesus. Purify us, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus strengthen us, O God, in the name of Jesus. The precious blood, the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus strengthen us in the name of Jesus. O Father God, we thank you for the blood. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus, our spouses in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus that scatters things in the blood of evil. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews, our siblings, our spouses, O God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around each and every one of us and a glory within us. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you to send divine angelic assistance to be with us this morning, guiding us and protecting us as we go into prayers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your holy angels be with us 24/7 in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, who will lead us and guide us into all truth. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the ministry, oh God, of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us and leading us and guiding us. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We put our faith and our trust in you. Have your way in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father, we look to you. We look to you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
This is my story.
Lord, welcome to our AM Morning Glory Prayer Service. Once again, I want to welcome you. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu. We praise God for each and every one of you in Jesus' name. I have a word for you this morning. Amen. In the name of Jesus, there is a word. So let's get ready for the word of God. Get your Bibles or your pens and let me pray so we can get into the word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, this morning we thank you for the word that is coming forth. I surrender completely to you. I hide behind the cross, all of you and none of me. Let me speak in the wisdom that comes from you and not the wisdom that comes from man. Anoint these clay lips of mine, O God. Let your word come forth in the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Genesis chapter 6. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and the daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, but that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and after that, when the sons of God, the angels came unto those fallen angels, came unto the daughters of men, slept with the daughters of men, slept with humans, and bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old and men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every imagination and thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And God saw that the wickedness of man, I want you to pay attention, verse 5. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every imagination of thoughts of his heart were evil continually. And it repented that God, repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. I want you to pay attention. Grieve him at his heart. God was grieved because of the wickedness of man. And then he said in verse 7, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping things and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. God was upset. He was grieved because of And he was saying, I should not have made man. He repented. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. With all that is going on right now, can you count yourself as one that will find grace in the eyes of the Lord? Hallelujah. Pray that prayer right now. Lord, let me find grace in your eyes. Let me find grace in your eyes, O God. Let me find grace in your eyes. In Jesus' name, amen. These are the generation of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begat 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And men looked up, and God looked up on the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. All flesh and all corrupted his ways upon his way upon the earth. And the earth was filled with violence. And verse 12, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make an ark of gopher wood, rooms that thou shalt make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without. Now God giving Noah the instructions, have take your time and read it, that he was going to build an ark. You know, building that ark, it did not take 1 or 2 days. It took 120 days that Noah, 120 years. It was years. Noah took years to build that ark. Hallelujah. You would think while the ark was being made that the people would have come into repentance just to see that Noah was doing this task, and Noah built this ark exactly that what God has said he should do. When you find grace in the eyes of God, he will give you divine instruction. You need to don't be too high and mighty that you think you have arrived and you will not follow God's divine instruction. If you do not follow it, you will become a victim. Noah followed it exactly like God told him to do. And he built the ark. And God told him, behold, that he was going to bring floods upon the earth to destroy the flesh. And then he gave Noah command and told Noah to bring all the flesh too of every sort shall bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. He said, but with thee will I establish my covenant. Noah was one. Even though the earth was wicked, God spoke. Noah found favor in the eyes of God. And he said to Noah, with thee I will establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and the sons' wives with thee. So, and then God spoke, come in, I will establish my covenant with thee. And he told Noah to come into the ark with his wife and with Noah to come into the ark with his wife and his son's wife. And then God told him about the animals. Two of each sort shall come. God gave what I'm saying to you. God gave divine instruction and Noah followed it. Thus, verse 22 says, thus said Noah, according to all that the Lord commanded. You can find favor in God's eyesight, but make sure you follow all that God commands you to do. Amen. In the name of Jesus, because sometimes we become so slack. Noah did all of that that God had asked him to do. And then when the time came, God told them, chapter 7, they went into the ark, and God told them what to do, and they walked into the ark. And then God told them to have the clean, some clean animals. These, it's for a female and male. And these was for sacrifice, hallelujah, of thanksgiving unto the Lord in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So they reigned on the earth for 7 days, for 40 days and 40 nights. What I want you to do is to look at this. Verse 16. So everybody went in, the animals, everything, and verse 16, and as they went in, male and female, of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. That means the Lord closed that ark door. The Lord shut him in. Nobody can open a door that the Lord has shut in. Hallelujah. You are under the safety net. You are under the shadow of the Most High. Hallelujah. When the Lord shuts you in and closes that door, no enemy from the pit of hell can touch you. When he shut you in, he shut your children in, he shut your grandchildren in. No one can open that door, because what God is going to do, he protects you. If you find favor in the eyes of God, if you do all that he's commanded you to do and walk in his ways and his love, hallelujah, he will protect you. He will protect you. Just do his will. I said this morning, the safest place to be is within the will of God. When God shut that door, nobody can enter that door. Whether it's your mother, your father, or children, no one can enter that door when God shuts it. Amen, in the name of Jesus. So as what I'm saying to you, we're in trying time. What we need to be doing is to increase our prayer life and time with the Lord. Just do take 5 a.m. Have your own special time. Pray. Because that God will hear our prayers. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Noah did everything God commanded, and God shut the door. May the Lord shut the door on all our enemies, seen and unseen enemies, known and unknown enemies. Lord, shut the door. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not by my might or power, but by the Spirit of the living God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God shut him in. God shut him and his family in. We bless God. We bless God this morning. Take time, read the book of Jonah 6, 7, 8. Read it. And God will even give you a deeper revelation. What I want you to know, God shut Noah in. He closed the door. When God closed the door, no man can open it. Don't allow God to close the door on opportunities. Those people saw the ark being built, but nevertheless, they mocked Noah. There are some people have been mocking you, but now they will be able to celebrate you because of divine reversal. Hallelujah. We bless God this morning. We give him glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Pastor Young, if you're on, please press 1. I want you to do the closing prayer for us, please. Hallelujah. If you're on, Pastor Young, press 1 on your keypad. Hallelujah. Pastor Young, are you on? Hallelujah. 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 Mariama is open.
And so, Father, our God, we thank you this morning for the word that came forth to us. We pray, O Lord, that you refill your servant as she empty herself. Refill her, O Lord. Father, help us, Lord, to be the hearer and not only be the hearer, but to be the doer of your word. Father, we just thank you for this hour. We thank you for this time that you have made it. We should be glad and rejoice in it. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your favor, O God. Lord, as we listen to the messages, Lord, let us go out there and do likewise, O God. And listen to your word, O God. Father, we just want to praise you this morning. We just want to worship you for grace, for favor upon our life and our family life. We thank you for each and every one on this land this morning, even those that are on mute. Lord, we just want to give you the praise. We want to give you the honor, O God. We thank you, O God, for the breath of life in our nursery, O God. We thank you for the whole world. We thank you, O God, for our neighbors' children, our zip code, Lord. We thank you, O God. We just bless your holy and rapture name, O God. We thank you, O God, for everything. COVID-19 is all over the world. We pray, O Lord, that you, O God, will bring an end to this crisis in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for the children out there in the world. Though even those that don't know their salvation come into their hearts, O God, let them get to know that you are God and no one else, O God. We pray for leadership all over the world, O God. We thank you. We bless your name this morning for this world. Thank you for everything, O God. As we are living out from your presence, we ask the God and angel to help out with each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Mariama. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we bless God and we thank God for his goodness and his grace and love in our lives. Hallelujah. We praise God. I pray that you will remember when God closes a door, no man can open that door. Amen. In the name of Jesus, God shut the door himself. And he did it for Noah. And he will do it for you. Be obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Have a loving, a wonderful, and a blessed day. We love you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And you feel all hope is gone. And those that you confided in controlled everything you said. Family members you thought would never leave you, they deceived you. When that happens, baby, it's all grace. It's all God. Now I want to tell you something. He's better than any doctor, better than any lawyer. He's better than any friend, because friends will deceive you. He's better than any lover that I've ever known. He's awesome. He's better than any psychiatrist, because he knows me from the inside. Oh, him, he'll never leave me. And let me tell you something else. You can never shock him. Anything that you do, I'm amazed that he loves me anyway. You see,